Now Bell and Pollock on the radio. KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM.
Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We are injury cases. We are injury attorneys. But for this show, we're here to bring you a legal community service to answer your questions, solve your problems on any legal subject. It doesn't matter what it is. You can call us on estates. You can call us on divorces. You can call us on accidents. You can call us on the job matters. You can call us on contract issues. We've been doing it for years. The telephone number is 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And we got new listeners this morning. We welcome all the listeners from KRAI in Craig and Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and the surrounding communities, the surrounding areas. If you're not familiar with the show, this is a law talk show. Welcome to our show. We don't talk politics on this show. This is not a political show. There's many places you can rail on your political opinions and beliefs. This is a law talk show. We try to answer legal questions. We've done it with condemnation. We've done it with adverse possession. We've done it with real estate titles. As I said earlier, divorces, what happens, custody, child care. Any legal subject you want to throw at us, we're going to solve your problems. And if we don't get it solved on the air, we're going to give you a call during the week. And many times we meet with people actually to solve the problems and head them in the right direction. If it's outside of our area of expertise, we'll get you referrals. So welcome, KRAI, to our show, 93.7 AM, 102.3 FM. Telephone number here, 303-713-8255. Today we're talking about opioids and uses and addiction. And it fits right in with what we've preached about for years. And we've preached that there can be, in a car accident, a truck crash, collision, prescription drug abuse. It's difficult to find it, to get behind the scenes, to open up the curtains. And the reason is it's difficult, but we've done it. You can do it. You can win the war. The reason it's difficult is when somebody causes a crash, the at-fault party hits you, rear-ends you, T-bones you, wham, boom, takes you out of your game plan. Usually, the general rule is the medical condition of the at-fault party, the one who hits you, is not an issue. And you know, Brad, we fought this fight many times, but it can be won. This war can be won.
Oh, it absolutely can be won. You know, sometimes when I'm watching some of these commercials about that we see with regard to the law firms, I'm thinking people are thinking that it's rare that you can go out and win a case and you can go out and get great recovery. But you know, it's not. You can do things for people and you can help people, and that's the whole idea of helping them. When we start talking about opioid addictions and use, you need to talk about some basic numbers that sometimes we don't understand. According to the Department of Transportation, a 2014 survey of truck drivers' health and injury, almost half of the nation's truck drivers are over the age of 50. And you stop to think about that. Most of the drivers that are on the road, they've spent decades behind the wheel. A big rig, it means a decades of sitting for hours on hours of every day. It leads to joint disease, back pain, poor circulation, arthritis, and a high prevalence of obesity and poor health. For truck drivers, it's a hard job. It's something they're doing that takes a lot of work. Most of them are asked to or do exceed the 11-hour limitations or whatever limitations they have on driving that are out there. And what happens? What happens is that the prescription for all this pain and all the problems they have is opioids. That's what they've been given. That's what the doctors have been handing them.
There are some studies that show that opioids can become addictive within 3 days. They take, you know, it's taken. It's a form. It's a derivative of the opium poppy. And you know, where does it come in the pills and the prescriptions? Hydrocodone, oxycontin, fentanyl, right? And so the amazing legal part of this situation is, let's say you have a truck car crash, collision, 18-wheeler. It's usually very disastrous, catastrophic. Was the truck driver on any kind of prescription medication? And, by the way, are they tested? They're supposed to be drug tested and alcohol tested within 8 hours of the crash. But are they tested for the prescription drugs? And can they get a commercial driver's license, a CDL, while taking prescription drugs? What do you think? And can one of those prescription drugs be hydrocodone or oxycontin or fentanyl? And those are the questions you have to ask. And those are the questions you have to get to the bottom of. Right now, joining us live is Jim from Lakewood. Good morning, Jim. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I'm calling about, you mentioned hit and run. I got hit and run in the hailstorm, I guess, because they never left their name. They just took out the roof and the cars. But I have an 01 Outback that I kept. It was low mileage, and to make it worse, I went to the insurance agent's office to discuss my coverage and sit there and looked out his window and watched my car get hit by hail. Well, the car barely has 100,000 miles on it, and on a Subaru, they're just broken in. So I was a little upset with the offers that they made me, and we've been going back and forth. They gave me one of their comparables had 224,000 miles on it, and they were telling me it, you know, was worth around $5,000. And I said, when I checked with Subaru shops and the independent places where those kind of cars like mine trade hands, because my kind of car is the one that all your friends want when you're done with it. So this is not some beater. Is there any thing that I can do or get help to go after the insurance company and make them basically give me justice?
Okay, so bottom line, to start with, it depends on the type of insurance policy you had, number one, and the type of coverage, because sometimes they say, well, there's exclusion for this or that. So we will start with the insurance policy, but we don't have it in front of us right now, so let's answer the remaining part of the question. It deals with a proof issue. And yes, you can go after the insurance company, but you must be able to prove it. And you might be able to even go to small claims court. And attorneys are not allowed in small claims court, and that's a good thing. But what do I mean by proof issue? So just as you said, you know, maybe dealer quotes, online, maybe Kelley Blue Book. A lot of people have low mileage, so that enhances the value. It's not a beater, that enhances the value. So when they say to you, well, here's what our records show, or here's what NADA shows, or Kelley Blue Book, you don't necessarily have to accept it.
Are they trying to total your car? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yes. Actually, we had two cars, my wife's car, too, and hers is a 2008, so hers was much newer, and they totaled it, too, and it was just because of the fact that those guys that take out hail damage, you know, if they fix a Cadillac or a 20-year-old beater pickup, they get the same hourly rate. So
sure. Yeah.
But anyway, my wife's car's been replaced. We bought her got her a new one last summer.
Okay.
But mine is mine, and I don't know whether I'm being silly, because it's going to be a couple $1,000s is what we're fighting about. But and I was told that on coverage that my car didn't qualify for the insurance company's stated value. I had a Camaro that I had insured for stated value, but I guess they don't think four-door station wagons are qualifying for that.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting on the things you're telling me, because we'd want to look at the stuff to help you.
But with full coverage.
But, yeah, and it's full comprehensive coverage, and you should have been covered for the car. You've got to get onto things like Auto Trader. You've got to get onto the internet and see what they're selling your car for. They are using comparables that aren't right. You've got to get the correct comparables. And a lot of times they're not using the comparables that are going to give you the highest value.
Right.
They do that.
Jim, we got a break coming up. Can you hang with us till after the break?
Thank you.
Hang on.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all your calls. Our telephone number 303-713-8255. We have new listeners this morning, KRAI, Craig, Colorado, and Steamboat Springs, and the surrounding communities. Welcome to our show. This is a law talk show, not a political show. We're here to answer your questions. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's all there for you. We'll be right back.
Because
This is Bell and Pollock on the radio. KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM.
Here we go. Welcome back. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. Don't forget, today at 10 o'clock on our sister station, KOA, right here, 8:50 a.m., is our one-hour-long injury show, Champions of the People Injury Show. Today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury claim. When do you file it? How do you file it? What does it look like? What's important? What's important to you? What's important to the insurance companies? And it's complete breakdown and anatomy of an injury claim in Colorado. Right before the break, we were talking to Jim in Lakewood. He said he has a 2001 Subaru. I think it was 2001. Had about 100,000 miles on it, damaged by hail. In a dispute with the insurance company on the value of the car and how do you value the cars. Jim, you were still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Brad's been doing a little bit of looking into this situation. What do you think, Brad?
Jim, you know, here's the thing. You're right with Subarus. They have a unique value because of the number of miles they're known to get and be able to withstand those miles and still have good value. With respect to this guy, you got to get onto the necessary, like I said, Auto Trader, get on the internet, get cars that are comparable cars. Because a lot of times these guys want to just beat you up with the mileage and say your car isn't worth a lot because of the mileage, and you want to show how these things retain their value.
Okay.
Get what they're actually selling for on the internet. So if I wanted to buy a car exactly like yours or as close as possible to yours with mileage and everything else, how much would it cost me to buy the car? Also, you should see what you're going to get, what you normally get for a trade-in. Sometimes, do you have a local, do you have a favorite, or any kind of dark car dealer that you know or you can work with? Or a car salesman?
Because of the time, obviously, I did all that.
Right.
And I got data, and I've used both the dealer and an independent shop, and the independent shop actually had sold the car because they dealt with people like me, and that was the comparable that I used, and it was difficult in this particular instance to go around and find low mileage cars because they don't tend to be the ones that are on the used car lot. Those are the ones where your mechanic, if you tell them at the shop that you want to sell it, then they'll tell five people that have been asking them that. And this is me. I've had a history of cars. I keep cars a long time, and I keep them nice. And when I want to sell them, that's how mine have been sold. It's usually word of mouth. But I went through that. I got data, and I made up information for them. And they still just, like you say, they wanted to fight with me. And I was really thinking, see, it's been a year now, that if I should get an attorney to talk to them, maybe that would get their attention. But they're, let's just say that if I had a good neighbor, that my good neighbors are different than the company.
Right. Hey, Jim, so a couple of tips, and we're going to be glad to help you into the end result here before this is through. But a couple of tips is, I can't tell you how many times in my career I've been talking to an insurance person about a claim, and we're talking about the policy, and we're talking about coverages and exclusions, and they say, well, this is what we're going to do, X, Y, Z. And not always can I say this, but many times I can say, well, that's not in accordance with your policy. Well, that's what we're going to do. Well, no, ma'am. Let's look at the policy, page 12, et cetera, et cetera. Right here it says the following. Sometimes their defaults in their computer programs don't match the words in the insurance policy. That's where you start, because many times they are trying to adjust something in one direction, and the policy says you adjust it in another direction. And that's very, very important, because that's the contract of insurance. And then, as I said, proof. But, you know, Jim, we'll be glad to help you. We'll even call them. We'll write a letter for you. But the bottom line is proof. And the bottom line is they default to their value, right?
Right.
And then they're not going to get off that default because they can't. At that level of adjuster experience, they can't. They need supervisor approval. This is what they got to do.
It sounds like they have They've justified their value to you. They've given you their comps. They've given you all the information on why they arrive at the value they do.
Yes, and won't take all morning here, but when I have talked to them and they had their complex claims department or something, and like you say, just whatever you say has been my experience is they're there that they want to get out of it as cheaply as they can, and it doesn't seem to make any difference what I say.
Well, you plan right now for like you would be in small claims court and you're in front of the judge and make yourself the judge in small claims court. Make it right now. And you're thinking, well, what proof do we have? Well, what does Jim have to show me the court that's the true value? Oh, I see low mileage. I see estimates. I see this document. I see the computer stuff. So that's how you approach it.
What's the difference in values?
They were wanting they initially offered $5,200, and I asked for reconsideration, and this was what hurt. Then they came back with five, and I'm thinking that somewhere between $6,500 and $7,000 is what the car would actually sell for, because the one that I'm basing it on, and I've actually seen the other car the shop sold for $7,000, and that was what I thought my car should be worth.
All right, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to get your policy, get a copy of your policy, get the information, and see if we. The first thing I want you to look in the policy, or we want to look at right away, is how long you have to make a dispute.
Okay.
And to make a claim, because you said it's 1 year, it's been a year. Has it been a full year?
Well, May the 8th.
Okay. Get it to us ASAP.
Okay.
I want you to, as a matter of fact, fax it over to us or get it to us first thing Monday morning so we can look at it and see how long you have to make a claim or to make a formal dispute. Let's get you down the road to making a claim on it. And you know, let's get a lawyer involved. We'll make a call for you. We'll send a letter out for you. We'll make some demands for you and see if we can up the value.
Okay.
And get you the more money by doing that.
And you're probably figured this. Part of this is probably emotional.
and it should be.
Because I buy these cars and I keep them a long time. I had this car when it was almost new, but you put the time in them, and you have some pride in that since being a kid. Then it was the kind of the insult when they said, "Yeah, well, here's our comparables, and they're all off the back lot."
Yeah, and a lot of times they're using comparables that aren't fair. It's like you said, that have excess mileage on them. They're comparing apples to oranges, and it takes sometimes a little bit of pressure. Let's see if we can't put a little on them, and see if we can't get them to give you more money.
A couple of lessons here for everybody. They default. You get a certain adjuster. They have a dollar limit authority. You think they can speak for the whole company, but they got an internal dollar limit authority, and they are graded and basically rewarded if they bring cases in and claims in within the certain amount. So you have to understand who you're talking to every time. Every time, if you're in a property damage situation like Jim, you have to understand it. If you're in an injury situation and you're dealing with the PD, property damage adjuster, you have to understand it, or the BI, bodily injury adjuster. So that's point one. Number two, Brad raised the – we talk about this in our law firm all the time. Just because the statute of limitations in Colorado is 2 years, 1 year, 4 years, 3 years, 6 years – there might be a different internal time limit in your contract of insurance that beyond which they're not going to pay, beyond which they say you violated the insurance contract and policy. Therefore, we don't care if the statute of limitations in Colorado is longer, and that's a great legal question, which one controls. Hey, Jim, I'm going to put you on hold, okay, and we'll get your information, and we'll give you a call.
All right, can I make one comment
about
the opioids?
You sure can. Yeah, sure.
I've been taking an opioid for just arthritis, a very low dose, been doing it for a long time. Within the past year or so, there's been pressure on the family physician to send you to a pain specialist, which adds to the insurance because now I got two doctors to see instead of one.
Right.
I get the prescription. The doctors all say, yeah, you're at a really low dose. You don't abuse drugs and all. But that one doctor suggested, well, I got something that isn't an opioid, and I went to pick it up at the pharmacy, and the guy said, well, there's a $25 charge for this other prescription that goes with the drug, which was a couple of bucks. I said, what's that? He says, that's the laxative, so that you, when you take this new one, that your body will work. And I've been told I'm full of it on more than one occasion, but at this age, I'm not going to get off opioids so that I have to take another drug.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to put you on. Thank you very much for the call. We'll contact you, and we will help you, okay?
That's a very good comment, though. I love what you just said. That's one of the problems. Talk
all right
to you, Jim.
Give the information to Kevin. You listen to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Don't forget our show, our injury show, one-hour-long injury show, today at 10 o'clock on 850 AM KOA. Today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury claim. We break it down for you. What's important? When do you file an injury claim? Why? Why? How do you approach it? How do you file the claim? What's important? That's 10 o'clock on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Bell and Pollock on the radio. KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got...
Good morning. Welcome back. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. The only show of its kind. You can call us on any legal subject that you like. 303-713-8255. That's 713-8255. Again, welcome to our new listeners. KRAI, 93.7 AM, 102.3 FM, Craig and Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and the surrounding communities. Welcome to the Law Talk Show. Join us live right now is Eric from Catlin's. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's cooking?
We got all kinds of things going on. I'm going to start off with our Mother's Day special for tomorrow, guys. We're going to serve scratch-made ham and cheese keys. We're going to serve that with a small cup of fruit, a little bit of cantaloupe, a little bit of fresh strawberries on top of that. Come on, check that out on Mother's Day. We got flowers for the moms as well. And then our new specials are start with our breakfast special for the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a two-egg omelet. We're going to put ham, bacon, sausage, our scratch-made carne adobada inside that, some sautéed onions, some sautéed mushrooms. Of course, you can load that up with our scratch-made red or green chili. Load that with cheddar and jack cheese on top. And as always, you get toast, tortilla, or pancakes on the side. You cannot go wrong with those pancakes, guys. And that lunch special is going to be our carne asada burrito. That's a marinated steak burrito. We're going to serve that with beans, rice, lettuce, tomato, guacamole, all that stuff made right here on the premises. That's our lunch special for the next 2 weeks. Weather's a little sketchy, but the duck is open. The umbrellas aren't necessary, but the mimosas are. So we've got those down for crafts of $13.50. Those are ready to go. Flat screens are on. Again, bring mom down tomorrow for some ham and cheese quiche and some fruit. Come on down, check us out at Caitlin's. We got all kinds of things on the menu on top of that to offer. You can't go wrong coming down, guys.
Boy, that sounds fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's a mouthful, right?
I came down there last week. It was fantastic. It was a great, great
that's
Sunday
right.
morning. I enjoyed the breakfast, and I couldn't have asked for better.
Fantastic. We appreciate that, as always, guys. Thank you so
Eric,
much.
Eric, where are you located?
Guys, we're at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. Now, that's one block east of Caldwell Boulevard. That is the Glendale Shopping Center. Guys, you'll love every bite of the way, I promise.
All right, Eric, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Okay, buddy.
All right, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here for Law Talk. You can call us and talk law with us. Not a political show. Telephone number 303-713-8255. That's 713-8255. The show that follows our show, I'm sure you're familiar with it, the Barry and Larry Boot Consumer Real Estate Show. They've got a boot camp coming up on Saturday, May 19th. You need to get registered for it. It's free. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's a week from today. It's free for all consumers who register. So registration is free. The seminar is free. The boot camp is free. Barry and Larry, the Consumer Real Estate Show, their show follows our show right now. Speaking of opioids, you know, you think, well, these truck drivers driving big 18-wheelers, think about this. I tell you, when I'm on the highway, I get around 18-wheelers as fast as I can, as fast. I don't linger next to them. I try to stay away from them when I see them in my rearview mirror. These things, it results in a catastrophe. But do you think under the Code of Federal Regulations in this country, do you think that opioids would be banned, would be mentioned? Do you think there would be mandatory pre-screening when they hire truck drivers? The issue is this. The Code of Federal Regulations that under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations state that they're not necessarily tested if they're under prescription medication by a doctor. Will opioids, hydrocodone, oxycodone, fentanyl, a derivative of opium, all right? That comes by prescription. What is the dosage? What are the symptoms? You wouldn't be surprised to learn it's drowsiness, right? Lethargy, paranoia, the pinprick pupil, the iris, okay? These things you need to know. Very, very important. Join us live on Law Talk right now is Jim. Good morning, Jim. What can we do for you?
Yes, I was curious if the 3 days you have to cancel a contract applies for all contracts or just like people that, you know, cold call you or knock on your door.
The 3 day right to rescission has been built in for people who come to your door and convince you to buy something by coming to your door. I've seen it extended within the contracts itself to for other purchases. Normally the 3 day right to rescission has been for door to door salespeople or people who come into your home and make a sale to you in your home. And I want to talk about that a little bit because I have seen, believe it or not, I've seen some car contracts that have even said you have a 3 day right to rescission that'll give it to you as long as you're reasonable with the miles you put on the car. I've seen where if you go into a store and buy building materials, usually it's not there. But I've seen where if you meet with somebody, an entity or a company like people who are putting solar on your house and stuff, and you go to their showroom, they'll extend the 3 day right to rescission within the contract itself. Normally the legal right to rescission is going to be when they're coming to your door. Do you have something that's going on or what's happening?
I just called somebody to perform some lawn maintenance, and then I wanted to back out, and he said that after I signed the contract, and he said that it doesn't apply. I called him, out of ad in the paper. He didn't contact me first, so.
Right, and this is one where you called him, and it's for use of doing lawn maintenance?
Yes.
Okay, now you said you want to back out. Is it a year long, or how long is it contract, or what's happening?
Yeah, it's my lawn. I just found somebody that do it for less, and it was less than 3 days, and he said that it doesn't apply to it because it's for like cold callers or door to door salesmen that the 3 days is for.
I'm not so sure that's true. I'd like to see the contract. You want to get that over to us this week? We can sit down and we don't have to come in. I can just talk to you on the phone. We can go through it because I'm not so sure you don't have that right. That's an FTC ruling and it's a cooling off ruling that gives you a right to cancel a sale made at your home. Actually, it can be at your workplace or obviously if you're a student at a dormitory or the seller's temporary location. But I'm not so sure you wouldn't be able to rescind that lawn contract. I'm a little concerned that they're kind of being a little heavy-handed on that.
I am too. We're going to need to look at the contract. Is this a pre-printed contract form or what is it?
Yes.
Okay. So, and it happened at your home. That's where the agreement was entered into?
Yes.
All right. I'm not so sure we can't help you either because there is a Federal Trade Commission rule and regulation that governs similar type situations. So the question is whether it applies to this. So, Jim, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold. If you give Kevin your information, we will call you and we will help you.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to have to get us a copy of the contract, and he'll give you our fax number. Or when we call you on Monday, we'll give you the fax number. You can fax it to us. Would that be okay?
All righty.
Yeah, I don't think the fact that you called them makes a difference. I don't think that makes
sense. Well, part of this process also is they have to identify this for you. They have to offer it to you. They have to open your eyes to it. Hey, by the way, you've got a right of rescission here. And what is rescission of a contract? It's basically just cancellation of the contract, as there's no contract left. So did he ever offer you or tell you about a 3-day right of rescission, Jim?
I know.
And he had you sign a legal contract for future lawn care. He came to your house. And sold you the goods or sold you the services, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Jim. We'll give you a call this week. We will help you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it, sir. All right, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, today at 10 o'clock is our one-hour-long injury show. It airs every Saturday at 10 o'clock on KOA, 850 a.m. Today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury claim, eye-opening, the anatomy of an injury claim. One of the parts of the anatomy is the myth we always talk about. The myth is I've been injured, I'm a victim, it wasn't my fault, I was T-boned, I was head-on collision, I was rear-ended. That's what insurance is for. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me. That's a myth. Joining us live for Law Talk is Mark from Aurora. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I got a really tricky one here for you.
Well,
guys,
we got a really tricky answer for you, too. All right.
Okay, it's a labor issue.
Okay.
Supervisors having affairs, alleged, we'll use the word alleged, which everybody knows what's going on, creating time off for them and then forcing other employees into mandatory overtime, which, excuse me, in a unionized shop, which I'm in, under the collective bargaining agreement, you can't create overtime if you award somebody time off without pay. And that's where I've been fighting with them, and they're telling me, you know, this is the way we do it. And I said, well, according to the union contract, you can't do it. Then they would magically eliminate lines and give them time off and then constantly overtime other employees, which you cannot do under the collective bargaining agreement. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So no actual proof, but everybody knows what's going on. And so
it's out there. A lot of people, you know, they know what's going on, and they magically create overtime to give these people the time off. They can go have their little hoopla and go have their rendezvous.
Okay, I'm a little confused about that. You say they magically create overtime. So
it's like saying in the office, you give someone time off, you can't backfill it with an overtime person to cover that, because you're saying you're covered, but you got enough staffing for that day.
Right.
That you can award somebody time off without pay, then you can't turn around and say, okay, I got to extend somebody or mandatory overtime somebody to cover it because I want to go hang out with my girlfriend.
Right. Does
that make sense, gentlemen?
Sure.
Yes, that makes sense.
And that's in the contract. If you award somebody time off without pay, you cannot turn around and say, okay, we're going to have to overtime employees to cover this.
All right, Mark, we got a break. Can you hang with us to the other side of the break? We'll be glad to help you. All right, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there, free, 6 books. One of our books is called Legal Game Plan, but our most recent book is The Definitive Guideline of Colorado Car Insurance. It has picture examples. It has deck sheets with arrows pointing to what you should do and know. It has narrative explanations. It's easy to follow, easy to understand. You can download a free e-copy on our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can call the studio right here at 303-713-8255. We'll send you a hard copy or call our law firm. We send a copy out. We send these books out every week. Bell and Pollock, we'll be right back.
Now, Bell and Pollock on the radio. KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM.
You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field. You know you could have been.
Good morning. Welcome back. Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is not a political show. And welcome to all of our new listeners from KRAI, Steamboat Springs, Craigit, Colorado area. Welcome to the show. We talk law on the show. We answer your questions. Our telephone number is 303-713-8255, 713-8255. And I'm going to tell you what, take a look at our blog tomorrow morning in the Denver Post. It's the Auto Legal Talk blog, and we got some incredible statistics that we want to share with you tomorrow morning, but it deals with heat inside the car, on the car in the summertime. And what happens, you know, when the temperatures outside range from 80 to 100 degrees, right? What's the temperature inside the car? What can it reach? How dangerous it is for children? How dangerous it is for pets? And so pets can't sweat, right? Children have a trouble doing that. So they have trouble with the higher heat faster than adults do. And so you need to read this blog. It's tomorrow morning in the Denver Post. How many deaths have been reported, what the degrees are, and you're going to find out at what temperature the human skin is instantly destroyed. What temperature the human skin is instantly destroyed. That's tomorrow morning in the Denver Post. Right before the break, we were talking to Mark. Mark, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Okay, so there was an affair on the workplace.
He said two alleged affairs with middle management, and I had to change departments because I was tired of, you know, constantly saying, hey, you got to stay late. And then in the daily exception logs, they weren't showing these people in question on it, and they were magically sidestepping it, but then they would take them out of the log. And I was like, this is not right.
What's your union rep? Have you brought this up to your union rep or your steward out
union
there?
Union rep, how can I say it? He's on the fence on this. And I filed the grievances and it went nowhere. So I had to change departments because I couldn't handle it anymore. And it's like, I was told to keep my mouth shut.
Okay. Was it the union that told you to keep your mouth shut or the employer?
Well, it was both more or less, because this has been going on. And I was told more or less, you know, you need to, you know, keep your mouth shut, you know. And I said, okay, fine. Then I just put into transfer, and I said, I can't handle this constantly, you know, 15-hour days, no days off. And I just got tired of it. I had to change departments.
I mean,
and I don't even know.
You can file a claim. You're not relegated solely to the union contract. You can file. I mean, this is a form of discrimination. And
yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so that can be done. A lot of people don't want to file the claim because then they want to keep their job and they don't want to rock the boat, et cetera, which is, I think, what you were just told. But pure law, pure legal concept, you can file the claim. It's with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
I was told more or less to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, that means that this affair, or whoever's involved in these affairs,
middle management.
They've been able to gain control of everything that's going on because you're middle management, but you know, usually your union rep should be an independent person who's not mixed up with the middle management. You should have the same thing going on with the higher management and senior management that should be
exactly.
Able to take these grievances to. So the CBA should have provisions in it for grievances. If it sounds like you followed those.
I followed everything to the letter.
Do they have provisions for appealing any kind of decision made?
Yeah. And arbitration.
And I was going to say, the ultimate act is arbitration to gain enforcement of the CBA. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of but your union rep should be carrying out the arbitration for you and on your side.
Well, he's busy being an Uber driver. That's the other problem.
Okay, he's got something else going on and he's not doing it.
Right.
Okay. You know, obviously this is going to take some discussion off the air as far as addressing this.
Exactly.
Where I'm happy to do that with you because this is a situation where I think you've got a union rep that needs to be replaced and the union is going to have to take some action and there's going to have to be some enforcement. I want to talk to you about making sure that as you get down the road, you can prove with a great deal of accuracy everything that's going on.
Well, when someone who takes all sorts of vacation time before 4th of July is never there, and now they're going to Hawaii for 2 weeks, it's like you burned all your time a couple months ago. Now you're going to see what they were doing was saying they were on a vacation day, but they weren't putting it in the daily log also.
Well, they're stealing from the company.
They were sidestepping so much stuff.
Oh, they're stealing from the company, too. I mean,
yeah, it's called, yes.
And that's going to cause a lot of problems down the road, too. I mean,
I know what's going on.
All right, Mark, we'll be glad to help you. I'm gonna put you on hold. Give Kevin your information, okay?
All right.
We'll be glad to dive in. And thank you for the call.
Let us call you this week and go over it.
All right. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our injury show, our one-hour injury shows today at 10 o'clock, every Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 to 11, on KOA, 8:50 a.m. Today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury claim, and you want to listen to those, how we break down the components. Right now we're going to talk to Craig, Colorado Springs. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
What can we do for you?
Well, if a customer calls a business,
right,
and has them come out to their house, the federal statute says the 3-day right of rescission doesn't apply because the customer initiated the invite. If they knock on their door and get invited in, the 3-day right of rescission does apply.
Right.
It sounds like this other fella that called with the water deal, he kind of without a paddle.
Right. Well, so and there's different rules and regs under the like that's 1-day right of rescission, 3 days right of rescission, 50-day longer ones for hearing aids. But so you're saying when they call from your home, have them come out to the thing, then sign the contract there. There's no right of rescission, correct?
Correct, sir.
And you say this is a Federal Trade Commission rule and regulation.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I think it is. You've got the problem is if the contract identifies a 3-day right to rescission anyway, or if the goods being sold exceed what they called for. And because if you call for one particular instance and they sell you something different or in excess or in addition to what you called for, because they say, but wait, we've got this great deal for you. And that's where I'd be happy to talk to you next week on the air or off the air, to talk to you about what you think that decision is too.
So when you call them out for a plumbing job and you come out and then they present your contract to do a bunch of extra work, that changes the flavor. So Craig, I'm going to put you on hold. We got to go. We're up against the wall on time here. And if you want to talk to us, give us the information.
That's an excellent call. That's what I'm looking at with this guy.
All right. Thanks for the call. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our books are there for free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books, our most recent book on Colorado car insurance. Today, our injury show, one-hour-long injury show at 10 o'clock on 8:50 a.m. KOA, Bell and Pollock, because we are your champions of the people.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama.